Visiting today with OSU's Seth Bird, we're talking cotton, and of course, not the best of news right now for the crop, but kind of tell us what you've seen and what you've heard from producers.
Yeah, not a lot of great success stories out there. I will say that there are pockets of good cotton. You know, obviously in a year like this, it's going to be irrigated, but there's a lot of cotton that has obviously suffered because of the weather. So we'll have some probably fairly decent, you know, yields relative to the year. We'll probably have a fair amount of fields that aren't harvested, and you know, we'll probably have a fair amount of fields that are harvested but are, you know, certainly drop that field's average yield. You know, you look at the crop, even the good stuff, you know, that's irrigated and it's probably going to be okay. It's also shown some of the effects of the weather. You know, we haven't seen the crop really grow off. So when we start blooming, you'll still see some vegetative growth occur. And I think you can kind of tell this year that when the bloom period started, that really heightens the amount of resources that are allocated to the fruiting portions of the plant. It really slowed down the vegetative growth. In other areas, you know, I've got some dryland trials that look surprisingly good visually. You get out there in the field and you start looking for square retention, bowl development, you know, where are white flowers? And you see a lot of missing fruiting sites down low. You know, a lot of the crop went into that reproductive period and sort of some of our hottest periods in July. And July was brutal. And so we did lose some fruiting positions. And so it's really pushed some of our first set fruit, you know, it's actually going to be on the plant, up the main stem, which does a couple of things. It shortens our fruiting window, and it also kind of pushes maturity back a little bit. Not worried about immaturity so much this year just because of the hot, dry weather is going to keep it from fruiting over a long period of time, but it certainly has pushed that window back.
Well, you know, last time you and I talked, we weren't really even sure if we were going to get to plant any cotton. And then we did get a few sporadic rains kind of throughout the June month, or some folks did. But so have you found that most of the crop that actually did get planted just didn't get enough moisture?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, It was a crazy, I guess, 6 week period, late May through the end of June. And, you know, most of our cotton in terms of insurance plant windows, you know, is planted by the 20th of June, hopefully for full coverage. And, you know, I look back at some of the data I have from our own farm trials over the years, and we're typically done planting all of our trials. You know, we get irrigated done by usually early June, if not more typically is late May. And then we'll get our dry land in usually by, you know, the first 10 days or so of June. This year, we didn't start planting dry land until, I think it was June 15th, I mean, the first trial we got in. Because of all the rain we got in late May and early June, I think what was crazy to me is how wet we went. We were saturated, standing water in fields in a lot of areas in early June. And by the time we were planting, which really wasn't more than a week later, we were kicking up dust. The fields were drying out. We had poor stand establishment, skippy rows. And then by the end of that, you know, sort of 20 days of June or the 20th of June, we were seeing some folks not even able to get planters into the ground that dried out and was so hard. And then just completely, you know, dry planting. And so you went from such a one extreme of being saturated and kept out of the field to, you know, kicking up dust and completely dry planting within a couple of weeks.
Yeah, because, I mean, you and I were discussing about some producers actually having to replant during that time because it was so wet in certain places.
Yeah, so a lot of the cotton that was planted sort of in the middle of May, maybe some stuff that had just started to emerge. I think the week of it, if I recall it all, you know, years have kind of been a whirlwind, but I think a lot of those storms started moving in, particularly in the Southwest, and around the 22nd of May, at least that week. A lot of the cotton that was planted in the week prior to that had to be replanted or spot planted after the fact when it finally dried out. I've heard of producers having to go out and get, you know, pretty large scale equipment to fix ruts from all the rain. You know, if you look at sort of the west central part of the state, particularly around I-40 in the very western part, there were some huge rainfall totals that came, you know, within a few days out there. And so it really caused some problems, you know. Replanting might have been the most minor result. A lot of folks had to, you know, recontour some fields because of all the rain and water. So Yeah, it was a pretty crazy, you know, start to the season in terms of going from one extreme to the other, and then it swung away back to being dry again.
Yeah, and it's basically stayed dry. I mean, we haven't had any moisture in so long, but it does look like we do have some rain in the forecast. So is it too late, or will that help, or what does that look like?
Yeah, it's probably too late. I mean, you know, I hate to be, I always try to be optimistic because cotton lends itself to pessimism for whatever reason. Well, I mean, I think we all know the reason. But
Absolutely.
it's a challenging crop to grow for sure. And so, you know, you'd always like to think that a rainfall could bring us back. I'll say this, you know, if you're planning on, if you got some decent looking dry land, that rain's going to certainly help support some fruit load. Maybe it'll prevent some shed. If you've got good looking irrigated cotton, you get a significant rain, maybe you can give your pivot a break. I think by and large, if you're just waiting on a bull count to destroy your crop, you know, this rain's not going to really do anything to help or prevent something that's going to probably occur anyway. So yeah, it's going to be, no matter what it is, it's probably going to be too little too late, but hopefully it will help. Again, you know, fields that are going to go to harvest, it will certainly provide some relief there. And like I said, we may retain some more fruiting sites by having a little bit more moisture.
Well, and it seems like this is not just an Oklahoma, Texas problem. This is like a cotton. We're having trouble with drought everywhere, but the price is still pretty high. So for those that do get a crop, it's probably going to be good news.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one way to be optimistic is that, you know.
I'm trying to help you, Seth. I'm trying.
We've needed some help for a while. But yeah, I guess if your crop looks bad, the price is probably good. So you've got a little bit you're going to be able to harvest, and you'll probably be, you know, at least you'll get a good value from that. You know, last year, I feel like we got just, I don't want to say we got lucky, because I think most of our cotton producers are fairly good at mitigating, you know, the environment that we grow in. But we didn't have a great year last year. We had a really, I think, above average year considering the price. You know, our average yields plus the price we had last year really helped. This year is just such a, it's just, the crop's not there like it was in 2021. The price is, but you know, we're not going to have the bells this year that we had last year.
Well, and it's ironic because you and I have talked about this over the past couple of years, but you know, the price, like you mentioned, was really good. And I even asked you, so are more people going to get into cotton? And you said, maybe so. And now you're like, I hope they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if they did, they had plenty of opportunities to plant something else after the cotton didn't come up. So maybe they got to rotate earlier than they thought.
Well, at least we've got some pretty good prices. It looks like we're going to have for a while. And as we mentioned, hopefully the rain is going to help. But I'm assuming that the crops that you are seeing, probably pest-free, disease-free, everything like that.
Yeah, it's been a challenge for everything this year. And again, you know, the portion of the crop is going to be harvested. You're still putting inputs into that. You're still needing to protect that crop, but you probably haven't had the weed pressure you've had in previous years. Now, I will say that early on, with all the rain we got, we did have some pretty severe weed pressure from that. But, you know, if it's usually in drought years, the weed pressure tends to be lower because they can't grow either. So yeah, for the portion of the crop that's going to be harvested, we're going to see some bales produced. You know, they've still had to scout and protect those crops, but we haven't heard of anything widespread wise in terms of a pest infestation.
All right, well we're just going to stay optimistic there. Seth, thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Thank you.